A resolution to overturn Clinton administration rules on repetitive stress injuries is on its way to the White House. The House of Representatives last night followed the Senate's lead in voting to revoke the rules. President Bush is expected to sign the resolution into law. Efforts to overturn the executive branch regulations were made possible by the Congressional Review Act, used this week for the first time. It allows lawmakers to reject new federal rules with a majority vote. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports some Democrats are now sorry they supported it.
Democrats have watched with helpless frustration as Republicans scrapped in 2 days a set of regulations that was 10 years in the making. Some lawmakers appeared startled to realize that they had this power to undo regulations without having to worry about the ordinary checks and balances. Amendments and filibusters are prohibited. Oklahoma Republican Don Nichols, the Senate's assistant majority leader, was only too happy to remind them where the power came from. Lawmakers passed it on a bipartisan basis while Bill Clinton was president.
The Congressional Review Act, which I was the principal sponsor of, said that Congress can review any reg that has economic consequences in excess of $100 million per year.
The act gives lawmakers 60 legislative days to pass a resolution disapproving a new federal regulation. Only a simple majority is needed in each house. Once rejected, the agency in question may not enact any rule that's substantially similar. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle says the dumping of the ergonomics rules showed the Congressional Review Act to be excessive, even dangerous, allowing foes of a regulation to bypass the more moderate option of amending the offending rule.
Why does it have to be all or nothing? Why does it have to be we either take it or leave it today? I don't understand that. This rule should be repealed. This law should be repealed that gives the Congress the right, without any further consideration than this, to repeal a rule of the import and the magnitude and the extraordinary reach that this would have for workers all over this country.
Daschle now sees the law in a very different light from when it passed, and he recalls with some chagrin that it was co-sponsored by his right-hand man, Assistant Minority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada.
I'll let him address that. He and I have had conversations about it. I think it was well intended. In fact, I may have even voted for it, but I think I made a mistake if I did.
If it was a mistake, it won't be rectified anytime soon. Democrats admit that the chances of repealing the Congressional Review Act with Republicans in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House are virtually nil. For Republicans, the question is whether to train this weapon on other Clinton-era regulations. Senator Nichols says fears of a wholesale assault on federal rules are unfounded, but he admits that there are some tempting targets out there among the flurry of regulations released in the final days of Clinton's term.
They couldn't get whatever they wanted to do through Congress, and so all of a sudden they started issuing regs, particularly in the last couple of weeks of the Clinton administration, some cases to give things to their supporters. That's what happened in my opinion. The Clinton administration issued the ergonomics regulation, and also they issued one called blacklisting regulation, which went into effect January the 19th. And this is more or less a gift to organized labor.
Democrats respond that by trashing the ergonomic rules, the GOP is giving a lucrative gift to their major corporate donors. The other labor regulation Nichols referred to, which requires federal contractors to comply with some union standards, is being widely ignored by the Bush administration, and Republicans say it may not need to be overturned. Another potential candidate, though, is a rule barring new road building in 58 million acres of the National Forest System. Environmentalists say Republicans have at least a couple more months to bring the Congressional Review Act to bear on that piece of the Clinton legacy. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, The Capitol.